So we're continuing with our look at Gan Emunah, Gone with Faith. Right, where are we holding? So we're talking about the difficulties that we face in order to have Emunah. Emunah is not as simple as it sounds. On the face of it, it should be quite simple. Learning Emunah should just be like another sif in Shulchan Aruch. First law, first page, you need to believe in Hashem. Second law, you need to believe He's good. So that's it, we're done. It should be quite simple, but actually it's not. So we're learning here all the difficulties in getting to that place of actually having Emunah, knowing that Hashem is running the world, and believing that He's good. So what are the lacks? So we saw yesterday some of the lackings. A person lacks in his belief that Hashem can really do anything, that Hashem's involved in his own life in minute detail, that Hashem cares enough about me individually, etc., etc. We have flaws in the plan that we need to address. We need to recognize them first, and then we can address them. How do you address them? By going back and asking Him for help. We're not fixing ourselves at the end of the day. But we need to ask for help. We need to recognize that we have lackings and then ask for help. We don't recognize we have lackings and we can't ask for help. We can't get fixed. So we said that Hashem wants to give everyone. And it's not kavod for Hashem that His children are lacking in anything. The greatest kavod of Hashem is when His children have everything. Everything they need spiritually, materially. No pains, no illnesses, no suffering, no money issues. Kavod Hashem. Hashem's kavod that everything is good for us, that we succeed. And Hashem has mercy, unlimited mercy, without end and without purpose. Meaning Hashem's mercy doesn't have to have a reason. When a person is asking Hashem for mercy, what's mercy? Mercy means I don't deserve it. How do we define mercy? Why is rachamim different than chesed? Why don't we say Hashem is a God of chesed? What's rachamim? So chesed is just doing a nice thing for someone. It's doing a kindness, chesed. So what's rachamim then? What's the difference? Rachamim is I don't deserve it. Rachamim is mercy, meaning dafka, it's a kindness for someone that doesn't deserve the kindness. If you see a nice old lady and you want to help her cross the street, that's a chesed. If you see a nasty old lady and you want to help her cross the street, now that's mercy, that's rachamim, right? It's one thing to do a kindness, it's another thing to do a rachamim. Hashem is God of rachamim. Hashem gives without reason. Not because we deserve it. Not because if I get up early for davening, Hashem will find me my shidduch today. Whatever. Yeah? It's not tit for tat. If I do stuff, He'll do stuff for me. There is reward and consequence. There is the concept of reward. And there is consequence that one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. There is a spiritual program of rules. There is a spiritual natural course of events, so to speak, spiritually, that one mitzvah leads to another. But Hashem's mercy is not based on that. Hashem gives, as we see, there's lots of people in the world who haven't yet caught on very much to the fact that they need to be following Hashem's laws, right? There's a few people left who still don't realize that. Yet Hashem clothes them, feeds them, finds them their shidduch, gives them children. Right? Hashem is a God of mercy. He does all that anyway. So when we turn to Him and we ask, we're not asking because we deserve it. Hashem, it's about time. I've now been in Yeshiva for at least 3 weeks. It's about time you now sorted out all my financial problems. Fair enough. I read the book. I've done my work. Now it's your turn. Right? That's not how we're turning to Hashem. That doesn't make Hashem look very good. that makes Hashem look like he's a God who is demands things, selfish, needy. He needs me to act for him. He doesn't need me at all, and he doesn't give based on what, whether I, in quotes, deserve it. So when I ask from Hashem, it's much greater kavod from Hashem that he gives freely, that it's not based on the fact that I think I deserve it. So one of the eight thoughts that Rav Nachman brings for prayer is a prayer should be in the form of a free gift. I'm asking for a free gift from Hashem. I'm not asking for something because I deserve it. I'm not saying I've been a good boy this year, Santa. Please give me ... Right? So I'm saying, Hashem, you're merciful.
That was an appropriate mushroom.
Right? I'm saying, Hashem, I don't deserve anything. Mamash. And whatever you give me is a free gift. Those are the words I like to say. The truth is, like we mentioned before in the earlier class, it's very hard to say that stuff because we still think we deserve. Top. We have the Yetzer Hara that we, right? But ideally, we want to try and come to a place of asking for a free gift. Like that, it sounds a little bit counterintuitive. But that's the way Avodat Hashem usually is. That we are asking from a place of, I don't deserve it, but I'd like to have it anyway. Because you're merciful, Hashem, and you want to give to me, right? Because then it's a free gift, a gift that's not got strings attached. Right? If your kid comes to you and says, "I've been very good. I cleaned up my room. Can I have a bag of chips?" All right, fine. I give them a bag of chips, but it wasn't. I didn't give it wholeheartedly free. I gave it because Tob, you're right. I'm going to give it to you. Right? I wanted to give. I like giving, but it wasn't free. Whereas if I decide, or my child comes to me and says, "Abba, I've done nothing today. I've been lazy. I've done right, and I don't deserve any chips. But you know what? I really would like some chips. Can I have some?" And I think, you know what? I'm going to buy you some chips, right? Then I'm giving it like with a. I chose to give it. I didn't give it because I was arm twisted, in guilted, in any shape or form, right? So it's good to be able to let the giver give wholeheartedly, right? One of the where in order to be like God, we're told to be giving, especially in a marriage relationship. Right, we have to be the giver and not the receiver. It's not good to be receiving, except when. When is it good to be receiving? When your receiving is really giving. When your auntie gives you that disgusting cake that she made, and you say, "Thank you very much," you're giving to her by receiving. Right, so sometimes receiving is giving. Right, when we let Hashem give to us, that's a good thing. But usually we want to be giving, but that's also a giving. So there is a concept when receiving is giving.
And normally it's like, you know, like the example in the Kedushin, when the king or the great man, when he accepts something from a woman, that's as if he gave to her Kedushin, Shevapruta, because that's worth something that he gave. So normally it's the greater person, when that person receives, that's what is considered giving. If we receive, I don't know if that would be considered giving.
We
receive something from Hashem.
Yes, because why? Because Hashem created the world in order that he could give. So we're fulfilling his design by allowing him to give. So when we allow him to give to us, we're doing him the biggest favor we can, so to speak. Right? That's what we're here for. Right? And he wants to give. And therefore, the more we clean ourselves up, the more he's able to give to us, the bigger gift it is to him, so to speak, that allows him to give. Okay. So Hashem has rachamim bli sof, bli tachlit, that's able to suffice, to help, and to save, to give salvations from the most difficult and terrible situations that could exist. and even if it if a person doesn't deserve it, only that he turns to him, right? The person just has to turn. Anyone in any situation can turn to Hashem and can achieve anything. Right? The greatest Rasha can achieve anything just by turning to Hashem genuinely and wholeheartedly, realizing he knows that Hashem is everything. He's made that realization. And he turns to Hashem and says, I need your help. I'm nothing. Right? And the more I'm nothing I can find in myself to be, the better. Because then we're getting rid of this I deserve. Right? The amount of I'm nothing is the reciprocal part is the amount that I'm something, so think that I'm something. Right? So the amount that I think that I'm something is the bit that gets in the way. So the amount that I can be nothing and not deserving and lower myself in my own estimation, that's it's all healthy.
Talking about Russia,
yes.
Rish Lakish.
Yes.
The greatest bandit.
Yes.
And he did tshuva.
Yes.
And he became the greatest scholar.
Right. Okay. A person who believes in this will certainly turn to the Creator at all times and in every situation, and will speak to him everything that's going on in his life, all the difficulties he's having, and he will model, or he'll thank him, or he'll admit to him and request from Hashem on everything that's lacking in his life. Right? So if when we really get this, what we're talking about, if we really got it, we'd be asking for everything. It would be the most obvious and natural thing to do. We'd be dumb not to. Really, we are dumb not to, right? Literally, right? We have Ruach Shtut, we have foolishness. We need to get rid of that in order to bring in the Ruach HaChaim, the true Ruach, which we can connect to Hashem. But our life is in this battle. It's a constant battle. How much am I going to see God, and how much I'm not? And that's pretty much it. That's the entire thing in a nutshell. How much am I seeing God, and how much not? How much emunah do I have? How much am I turning to Hashem? How much am I relying on myself? That's our continuous, constant battle, and it will be for the next 120. And the more we achieve, the more we succeed, the more we've achieved the purpose. Okay. Which is to get to know Hashem, right? The purpose that we're down here for, the Zohar says, is to get to know Hashem. How do we get to know Hashem? By getting to know His mercy. The more a person knows of Hashem's mercy, the more he knows Hashem. Because Hashem is merciful, endlessly merciful. It means he's endlessly giving for no... Right? So how do I get to know that? When I see in my life Hashem giving, Hashem being merciful, Hashem having rachamim on me and giving me. So in order for me to see Hashem's rachamim, for me to see Hashem's mercy, so I need to see two things. Firstly, I need to see that He gave me. And secondly, I need to see that I didn't deserve it in order for it to be rachamim. I can see Hashem's kindnesses, but it doesn't necessarily say that I'm seeing Hashem's rachamim. I want to see Hashem's rachamim. I have to see firstly that He gave me, and secondly, that I didn't deserve it. Now, and the depths of both of those will also show how much of Hashem I'm seeing. Meaning, if I see the extent to which He's really giving me, He helped me out of it, so to speak. That's not like how much He was carrying me the whole way, how much He did everything, and how much I really didn't deserve it. Meaning, how do you describe this? How bad and evil a person I am, so to speak. how do I say that in a nice way? How many difficult character traits I have. How much I still really have to work on. When I see that, then I realize that I'm really not deserve it. Because at the moment, I still think I'm doing pretty okay. I'm a pretty nice guy. I've got most of the major character traits ticked. I've got a few of the more subsidiary, looser ones that still need a little bit of work, but they're not so important, and they're a little bit of work on each of those, and we're done. Right? So then when Hashem helps me, fair enough, he helps me, I'm a pretty good, you know, why wouldn't he help me? I'm doing what he wants. So it's not really in the mercy category. I'm in the, makes sense category, in the, you know, I'm getting what I'm doing my job, I'm doing my work, I'm doing davening, mitzvahs, etc. So, only fair that Hashem reciprocates. I'm not really seeing his mercy. But if I actually really see that actually I'm just a completely selfish pig, everything I do is just for me. I lie, I get away with what I can get away with, I'm terrible tatavot, right? And if I really understand how bad all of my issues are, which I don't want to do in one day because it will kill me, then I'm going to realize that actually Hashem has been kind to me from day one, like just like continually. The fact that he got me out of bed this morning was, you know, the person who gets to say Modeni and actually believe it. Modeni, wow, thank you. Right, I know I don't deserve this. Right, I know this is all terrible. I know my davening is terrible. My brothers are useless. My shalom bayit is how that's working. I have no idea. Right, I'm doing nothing. Person realizes that he's doing nothing. That all of his successes that he thought were his successes are not his successes at all. Right, fine, I'm learning. I'm giving shiurim. I'm not giving nothing. I'm not learning anything. Hashem's putting the words into my mouth. Hashem's giving me the understanding. I'm not personally actually doing anything. Me, myself, I'd rather be in bed right now. Right? When I realize how much Hashem is doing, so then I also realize how little I'm doing. And then I can become more and more grateful. That's really the pathway. That's why they say, the Midrash says that Moshe saw himself as the lowest person in the world. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, saw himself, he had the worst characters, the worst difficulties. Why? Because he just saw himself with truth. Right? He saw, we're all like that. We're all born with really, really bad, difficult characters that we don't admit to. But the greater we are, the more we've worked on ourselves, it's not really the more we see, the more Hashem reveals to us. I can tell you today, personally, I was davening, always been davening, you get the best, right? Davening Shmon Esrei this morning. Hashem revealed to me, oh my gosh, like, I really did, yeah, oh, like a terrible, like, character flaw, so to speak. Character trait, I call it a flaw, right? Right? And like, oh gosh, yeah, wow, I hadn't seen that before, right? Out of the blue, like Hashem just pinged it into my head. I hadn't seen that for the first 43 years, so I saw it this morning, right? So la'ad, Hashem is going to reveal to me, right, all of these issues. If I've got the vessels to hold it, to accept it, to accept it, right? You're right. It's amazing. I do have that terrible character flaw. Yeah. Thank you, Hashem, for like still putting up with me, right? And for giving me everything, even though I have that. So then we get to see Hashem's rachamim, right? And that also gives us our humility. Gives us our emunah, that Hashem is doing everything and it's not us. Right? And that's the path. That's the path. Everyone is obligated to understand well. If he doesn't have true emunah, if he did have true emunah, he would be able to achieve in his conversations with Hashem and with simple words all the salvations that he needs without any limit without any limit of nature whatsoever. Right? If a person had true emunah, then he could achieve all of those things. The reason I can't achieve every salvation I need, natural or supernatural, with my words, is because I don't yet have true emunah. When I have full emunah, then I can achieve all of that. Basically, I'm stopping myself. The ability is given to me to achieve all of those salvations. Prayer works. Prayer works for everything. Prayer is unlimited. There is nothing that cannot be fixed by prayer. That's the given rule for everyone. So why can't I do it? Because I'm not there yet. I don't have emunah yet. I don't have full emunah. If I had full emunah, I could achieve everything. Right? And Moshe achieved everything he needed to achieve by prayer. Right? Saved Am Yisrael, could have got into Eretz Yisrael himself if he would have prayed, continued praying, Hashem told him to stop. Right? Anything. Right? Because he had full emunah. We don't yet have that full emunah. Why do we go to Sadiqim to pray for us? Because they've got more emunah than us. Right? So their prayers also carry that much more success with them. So the more we work on our emunah, the more successful our prayers are going to be. Because through tefillah we can achieve anything and we can change nature. Just like for the Creator everything is possible, so too when one turns to Him, then everything is possible. Right? Hashem can do anything. That's a given, Hashem can do anything. So we're asking Hashem to do anything. It's not rocket science. If He can do anything, at His choice. And we just need to ask Him to please use His free choice to do whatever it is that we want. But we need to have emunah to do that. We need to have emunah, like we said, emunah that He can do it, that He is in charge, that He wants to do it, that there's no reason why He doesn't, that He loves me enough to do it, etc., etc. And that it won't damage me, obviously, at the end of the day. Hashem doesn't want to do something that's going to damage me. Like we see in the Tanakh, where there's many, many stories of leaders of Am Yisrael and prophets that did miracles, which were above and beyond nature, completely. And everything was in the power of tefillah, in the power of prayer. Like it says in Masechet Megillah, regarding Elisha, who did a number of supernatural miracles. When he revived the dead boy, for example. Everything, it says there in Masechet Megillah, everything was done through prayer. Everything was done through prayer. It wasn't because he was a holy man and had holy powers. Didn't learn special powers of reviving dead people. He prayed. He was a holy man, he prayed. He was a person with emunah that prayed. And there's no reason why any other person, right, from what the Rabbi is saying, any other person can achieve reviving the dead too. Through prayers, because you can choose anything through prayers and stuff that's beyond nature. So we need to, the more we can believe in the power of prayer, the more we can believe Hashem's reality, Mamash reality, that Hashem is part of my life, that Hashem wants me to bring Him into the world, wants to hear my prayers, that my prayers are valuable, that my prayers are real, that He hears them. All of these things, then my prayers are going to be more effective. We should know that even the smallest creation, the smallest and most terrible creation that exists, we should know that the Creator listens to Him, sees Him, has mashkiach, He controls Him, and wants His good, and is always prepared to listen to Him. And immediately, as soon as a creation turns to Him with emunah, with the purpose of knowing Him in words, simple words, He's able to achieve with His request anything and to bring about the fulfillment of any lacking that He has. Because through tefillah, through prayer, with simple emunah, He can achieve the fulfillment of any of his requests. Tov. On this Zot Hanukkah, we have another hour or two left of the day.